just another day of preparation for Oakland. Looking forward to getting back out on the field and playing the next game. Oakland, good ball club. Obviously, Janikowski, the kicker, he's one of the best of all time. They got a good young return man in Carey, a kid from Ohio University who's doing kicks and punts, and you can see his confidence growing each and every week. So big challenge this week, looking forward to it. It was an unfortunate play. He's a good football player. It's something I haven't seen him do. I need to coach him better, plan on coaching him better, and looking forward for him to get back out there and play like a Brown and play like I know he can. So it was one of those things, and it's been addressed. And really, at the end of the day, I need obviously coach him better. He could. We're still working through all those things right now. Obviously, that's an area that we need to improve in, and we're working hard at getting that done. Everybody that signed up for it at this time, but no, all seriousness, I mean, you still have Travis Benjamin. I still haven't quit on Travis Benjamin at all. Jordan Poyer, he's a guy. He dropped one. It was a muff. He's not the only player in the National Football League that's done that. I have great confidence in him, and I believe that he can get it done. And then Jimmy Leonard, who will also be back there and is doing a great job for us. Well, when the opportunities arise, we need to take advantage of it. That's also sometimes dictated by field position, and what the punter's doing that day. It's kind of an unknown quantity. I mean, I'm studying it. Yes, right now we're 32nd in the league. We're not real happy about that. If we continue at this pace, we could be 35th in the league. But it's something that our unit, I can promise you this, our guys in that room, we'll step up and play, and when we get the opportunities to do it, we'll get better at it, and I guarantee you that. He's in the mix, and he's working at it. He's a little bit more of a kick returner than he is a punt returner. There are two different skills. Catching a kick is a little easier than catching a punt. Obviously, you got to look at the rotation of the ball, the nose of the ball, wind patterns, and all those things. I mean, it's like playing center field and being able to judge it and get a beat on the ball so I can beat the ball to the spot, be square, and not chasing the ball. But he's a guy that's in the mix, and we'll see where it takes us. Well, because at the end of the day, we all make mistakes, and we're all held accountable, myself included. But at the same time, I think that when coaches quit on players, I don't think you ever give yourself a chance. And he's a young man that has displayed the ability to be a game changer. I mean, I know it's in the past, but he does hold the franchise record for most yards in a game, the franchise record for longest return in a game. He's a good football player. Right now, he's just not catching as well as what he has in the past. And we're working on those things, and that's my job to help him improve in that area. And when we see it on tape, like I always say, the tape will tell me when it's time to put him back there. When we see it on the tape, then and he goes in, that means I'm ready to go with him. So we'll see what takes place. No, it was just more of a just something that happened in the game. I mean, obviously things I can't really explain it. I think if I could explain it to be, and you know, it'd be an easy answer. But no, he's catching the ball well in practice. There's still some things though, just with regards to some of the technical things we need to clean up. No, I think he lost track of where he was at on the field. He was on the 15-yard line to start off with, and Anger hit a good ball in it and got caught up a little bit there and lost track of where he was at. At the end of the day, really, Anger kind of outkicked his coverage. There's no question he shouldn't have fielded the football. But had he did field it, you know, he does give himself an opportunity to make a play there. At the end of the day, here's what we say. I mean, we want to be aggressive, and we're going to play aggressive. That's going to be the nature of our special teams unit. But at the same time, we don't want to be reckless. And that was – you have to, in my opinion, in order for big plays to happen, you have to let it come naturally. Well, he's been playing for, I think, 14 years. So they thought so, and, I mean, he is good. He's really good. I mean, they've only covered 5 kickoffs the entire year. So – and I've noticed that the weather that Oakland is bringing some nice weather on Sunday. So he's a guy that obviously can kick it from a long ways and has scored a lot of points. I mean, the guy's a pro bowler and could be a Hall of Fame type guy. I don't know what the percentage is. I mean, we brought it. I mean, we only had one opportunity the other day, and we were, I think, 9 3/4 deep. But it was a different situation. There was 26 seconds left to go in the half. They only had one timeout. If you break it, you have an opportunity. Maybe your offense throws a couple, and you get a field goal. If you don't, if you get tackled inside the 20, then with their one timeout, you're not going to have to punt. You're going to be out of the half. So, yes, there's risk and reward on the deal, but I think it also goes back to how you feel your matchups are with regards to your blocking units versus their coverage units and how high the hang is and those type of things. That was just a joint thing amongst the staff. You know, it's they had burned two timeouts early in the third quarter there, and you're in a tight football game, and at the end of the day, you hope that maybe another timeout, it gets burned, and then they're out of those gold bricks at the end of the game. You know, at the end of the day, Jabal came through clean. The guys did a nice job executing it. He just needs to continue to go at the launch point. He kind of came across it a little bit, but it was one of those things. And then Scobie kind of admitted at the end of the game he didn't hit his best ball, and it kind of went right underneath him. So I guess I wish he would have hit a better ball.